Oyed Nathaniel, the first deputy speaker of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, emerged from a meeting with the parliament leaders yesterday to tell reporters that SPLM-IO lawmakers have ended their boycott.
The SPLM-IO Parliamentary Caucus, in its meeting dated 14th of August 2022, resolved to terminate its boycott of parliamentary business effective today, Monday, 15th of August 2022. We would like to state that the termination of the boycott is in line with the advice of the two principals and the advice of the RGMEC and the NCAC.
RGMEC stands for the Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, and NCAC stands for the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, a body established by the peace deal to draft reform bills to be passed by Parliament. Last Thursday, Kir and Machar discussed a number of issues, including the SPLM-IO lawmakers' boycott. A statement released by the Office of the President said he and Machar agreed to resolve the contentious issue through Parliament by the Speaker of the National Assembly. Earlier this month, Major General Charles Taigi Twai, who chairs the Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, wrote to President Kir informing him that the political parties bill was controversially passed in June. In the letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, Gitwai said lawmakers tampered with some of the provisions in the bill, substantially altering its intent. He says there were about 10 changes made, including conditions to be observed by political parties and a threshold number of members every party should obtain in each state in order to register. Gitwai urged Kir to resolve the issue in the spirit of consensus and inclusivity as required by the peace agreement. Nathaniel says the president already signed the political parties bill into law and that it can no longer be tabled back to parliament unless a motion is raised to carry out that endeavor. He says bills that have been passed by the assembly during the absence of SPLM-IO lawmakers have not been signed into law and will be reintroduced for further debate, which includes the Wildlife Service Bill and the Constitutional Making Process Bill.
The resolutions of the two principals is very clear that those bills that were passed by the parliament and not assented to by the president shall be returned back for deliberation in the House with the participation of the SPLM-IO members of parliament.
Standing alongside Nathaniel, John Agani, assembly chairperson of the Committee on Information and Communication, confirmed to reporters that Kir and Machar have resolved the issue and the assembly has been directed to resolve the dispute.
Our president, General Salva Kiir Mayard, is together with his first vice president. They have actually made it forward to discuss it in a cool manner. And they have managed to inform us that we should use the consensus because the agreement is an unusual situation.
In June, SPLM-IO lawmakers led by Nathaniel walked out of a session of the National Assembly over what they called the controversial passing of the political parties bill. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.